Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the Guru Johnson taking care of a family issue. He's at a funeral today, so if you want to make any jokes, just know that it's a serious situation. What's up, Evan? How you doing, buddy?
Well, first and foremost, yes, everyone knows that, so thoughts and prayers with Goo and the Johnson's family. But I don't think you're so happy just because I'm in. You had an amazing afternoon that I know the people want to hear about.
Well, it was a wonderful, wonderful concert. I got to see Billy Idol yesterday, and I'd like to thank the boss for allowing me to get out of here at 1:30. He did me a big favor. Now he's put me in a bad spot with my teammates because they think I quit on him at the end of the day yesterday. But now it was Alice had a private concert with Billy Idol at the Battery in San Francisco, about 50 of us. It was just incredible. The guy's incredible.
What was the best part?
Oh, man, the best part was how intimate it was, how down-to-earth the guy was. Jane from Alice interviewed him for about 10 or 15 minutes before. He played about four songs for about 40 minutes, so it was quickie, an hour. Came down specifically to do this, and then he did a concert in L.A. last night. He's an icon.
Oh, he was a double dipper?
Yeah, he came up specifically to do this, and then apparently flew back to L.A. middle of the day and did a concert last night in L.A.
How old is he?
69.
He look it? You sound like
it? He looks great. He's got a great head of hair, voice still very strong, and just it was a lot of fun. I got to tell you something. You're sitting there 10 feet from a guy who was just on top of the rock and roll world 30 years ago. Just part of the MTV generation that blossomed out of that station. Anyway, it was a lot of fun.
I'm glad you had a good time.
It was a once in a lifetime type of thing. It really was. So appreciate everybody for making concessions for me. I'll make it up to you somehow.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about today. We got Warriors at Milwaukee tonight. We've got Tony Vitello getting introduced as the Giants manager at 11 o'clock. We are going to take that press conference live at 11. Tony Vitello is the first person ever hired as a major league manager without any playing or coaching experience in the major leagues. That in and of itself makes it pretty interesting. So we'll bring that to you at 11 o'clock, spend a little time on the Giants. Obviously, we'll get into the 49ers. And then we got a fun guest at 1 o'clock, Steve Summers. He's a Bay Area native. He's a Giants fan. He was once the PA announcer for the San Francisco Warriors. And he's been a host of WFAN for over 30 years. He's done overnights for 30 years at WFAN. And he's a Bay Area native. We're going to talk to him. He's got a book out. Have some fun talking Giants, 49ers,
this guy's probably got some stories, too.
I got to believe. I saw a photo of him. He looks like he's a, you know what he kind of reminds me of a little bit? Bill King.
That's so funny you said that. That was the first guy I thought of.
When you saw, that's what I thought of
when
I saw his
photo.
The
only thing he was missing was the little mustache. But, yeah, the full head of white hair, but kind of like coiffed in a way that resembles something of yesteryear. The guy's, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and he apparently he's a character. according to the boss. So we'll have some fun there. And he looks like a guy who's got a lot of interest outside sports. That's why he reminded me of Bill King. If you knew anything about the late Bill King, he was not only one of the best play-by-play guys out there, he was a Renaissance man of sorts. And that's the sense I'm getting from Steve Summers. Anyway, Warriors tonight, they play the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee.
Big game.
And I thought I was working with Goo.
Big game.
Yeah, it's a big game. It's a big game, and the Bucks have a guy named Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has expressed a willingness to play in another place other than Milwaukee, but he's in Milwaukee now, and he's always had a connection to the Warriors. He's one of the guys the Warriors have targeted over the years, or at least.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Least thought about targeting. And my question now is, how desperate are you to get Giannis Antetokounmpo if you could? Would it still be a no-brainer as far as you're concerned if you can get Giannis in here? And it feels like they're equipped now more than ever to be a player if it comes to fruition. Just let's start out getting your thoughts on that, E.
Well, yes, but before we get into that,
yeah.
I think the more interesting part of the conversation is every time we've talked about Giannis, it always comes to a skidding halt because, and it's a fair retort, what do the Warriors really have that the Bucks actually want? But we spent a lot of time yesterday, I would say the past couple of days, talking about like the emergence of this, if you want to call it a second timeline, just kind of young core, right? Kuminga's look great. Moody's beginning to shoot it better. Pods is playing solid and has always kind of been a guy, pardon me, that's been in the mix for past trades. I think that this is a much more kind of, this is a group that a lot of people I think would look at and say, there's some pieces there now for the Warriors. And you never want to mess with a good thing. But it's interesting as we're standing here, and we'll watch the game tonight. Giannis has been unbelievable. Like, I know he's in year 12 or 13, whatever it is, but what he's done through the first four games of this season is nothing short of spectacular. Like, you can make a case he's been better than Wembanyama, who's been the guy that everybody's just fawned over. So, we're going to see how good he is tonight. I think, Steiny, to me, it's the question becomes, is this more legitimate or more possible than it's ever been? And it's as much to me now as about the Warriors as it is about Giannis wants out. Like, because that was the only thing that we looked at and said, dude, if Giannis says he wants to come to Golden State, well, then we can get him. I wonder if people are looking at this younger group of players and saying, well, there's actually something Milwaukee might want back now.
You know, I kind of can't believe I'm saying this, but last year at this time, if Giannis's name would have come up, I would have said, they can't get him. They don't have enough pieces. They don't have enough good pieces. They don't have enough productive pieces. But and here's the thing about it only being five games in. We've got to let it play out a little longer. But I got to tell you, I'm looking at Pods, Moody, Kuminga, and even Post a little bit, thinking, look, I don't know if any of those guys are a superstar or are a one, let's say, on a great team, but they're playing extremely well. And who's to say, if you don't hold on to those guys and Kuminga keeps growing, that then that, you know, once Curry's kind of winding down or gone, that's when you try to get a free agent in here who's the best player on your team. I don't know, man. I've Pods, Moody, Kuminga, and Post. Of course I'm going to give a couple of them up for Giannis, but we're getting into the draft pick, so that always scares me. And the trade that's been proposed would have the Warriors essentially acquiring Giannis in a three-team deal with the Bucks and Pistons. They would have to give up Jimmy Butler and Pods and explain the picks that they would be giving up in this deal.
So this was a hypothetical floated by Bleacher Report, and basically it was like, how do the Warriors get Giannis? So Jimmy Butler and I think like a second-round pick from Detroit, from Milwaukee, would go to Detroit. So Jimmy would go to Detroit. Brandon Pajemski would go to Milwaukee with a host of players that the Pistons would send. And from the Warriors, the draft capital that they would have to give up would be three unprotected first-round picks and three pick swaps leading up from now essentially until 2032. So it would be the majority of the investment, I believe, would be in your future. It would be draft picks. But the only players that you would give up in this hypothetical are Jimmy Butler and Brandon Pajemski. Like, we were talking about this before with the boss, and I thought he brought up an interesting point of, well, things are really good with the Warriors right now. And I know all the time, when things are going good, you don't want to mess again with a good thing.
Right.
But I do wonder if people have now gotten to the point with Jimmy Butler, with Golden State, of, you know what? We don't need Giannis. Like, that's not a player that I would give up those guys for. Because to me, Steiny, if you told me that the Warriors had a chance to make that deal, I'm not saying it's going to come to fruition because the Bucks are also playing good. They might not do this. But if you told me in 3 years that it leaks out that the Warriors had a chance to trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo and all they'd have to give up were first-round picks, Jimmy Butler, and Brandon Pajemski, and Giannis got traded somewhere else, I would be irate.
Would you really?
Yeah. You're telling me I have a chance to get one of the best three players on planet Earth to pair with Steph for a chance to go all in to win a championship and maybe some of the last years he has left in his prime, and they chose not to do that, and he still gets traded somewhere else. It's a different story if he stays in Milwaukee and signs that contract extension because you knew you could never get him. But if he goes somewhere else, and you're telling me that this deal was on the table and the Warriors said no, that's a miss. That is absolutely a miss. You have to do that.
All right. Just to clarify, we would be talking about those two players. And for example, this upcoming draft, 2026, goes to the Bucks. 2027 is the Warriors would have the worst pick of the Bucks Warriors. The year after that, they'd have no pick. The year after that, pick swap. The year after that,
it alternates.
No pick.
Alternates.
Man, that's a lot. Let me think about it over the break and also ask Warrior fans what their mindset is you're going to watch Giannis tonight. He's a guy that's been on a lot of teams' wish lists, put it that way. But we got a team right now that's playing pretty well. Great vibes, gelling. I know it's only five games, but 888-957-9570. We're going to carry the Tony Vitello press conference live at 11 o'clock. He's the Giants' new manager. Steve Summers at 1 o'clock, Bay Area native who's written a book and has worked at WFAN for decades. He's going to join us. He's a fun interview. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.